We were speaking yesterday about the report which came out from a representative body, the Medical Protection Society report, talking about legal costs and the length of time medical negligence cases take in this country. The costs are amongst the highest in the world, and we have a very slow pace of legal actions here, and they're saying it's damaging patients and doctors' mental well-being. The average cost of a legal claim for medical negligence in Ireland is almost three times higher than in the UK, and cases take over 50% longer to resolve, the industry report outlines here. Well, with me on the line to talk about this, we have Tralee-based solicitor, associate solicitor at Callan Tansey Solicitors, Scarlett Griffin O'Sullivan. Scarlett, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so tell me, what's your reaction to what's been outlined in this report?
There's nothing really surprising in the report. We've been seeking for some time for there to be a special dedicated medical negligence high court list for medical negligence cases, just like the commercial court, with a proper case management system, because it's just taking simply too long to get cases on. Say, for example, if I had a case that was ready for hearing, a medical negligence case that was ready for hearing today, and I was to go and apply in the High Court for a hearing date, a date wouldn't be available for up to 12 months. So you can see where the delay is there.
That's from the starting point. I'm looking for a date, and you're told it'll be a year.
And we're ready to go. It will be a year. So that's completely unsatisfactory. And for cases like this, I think if there was more of a dedicated High Court list, like there is for the commercial court, which has demonstrated it's been really effective in processing commercial cases. There's also a really strict case management system, which means that both parties are kept on their toes from the point of view of dealing with discovery, pleadings, making sure the defence is delivered on time, because that's of great benefit to both sides, but especially to the patients.
Yeah, certainly is, because the length of time here is... it's just a killer for everybody involved. The doctors on one side and the patients on the other. Nobody's happy with how long it's taking, regardless of the outcome.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Justice delayed is justice denied, quite frankly, and it's of no benefit to patients or doctors to drag out litigation. And certainly, Callan Tansey Solicitors, they were one of the first firms to trial pre-action protocols with the MPS, and would welcome a statutory introduction. Like, we've always supported and actively encouraged mediation and pre-trial meetings with experts to try and narrow the issues and reach a resolution where it's appropriate as early as possible, which is of benefit to both sides.
So you're trying to get involved, you've been involved in a process that tries to keep it out of court and get it resolved before it goes into the system, is that right?
Exactly, because it's the adversarial system that's most traumatic at times for patients and also probably for doctors. It's very difficult, you know, often patients will say, I feel like I'm on trial. I've done nothing wrong here. And I feel like I'm being put through the ringer. You know what I mean? It's not a very patient-focused approach to medical negligence cases, which are, they're unique.
Yeah.
And I think they deserve to be treated that way as well.
Yeah. The State Claims Agency paid out €374 million in clinical claims in 2002. €85 million in legal fees as part of that. The average legal cost for a claim in Ireland is €34,646, 191% more than in the UK. Why are the legal costs so high?
Because it takes so long. And often when cases do settle, they're on the steps of the forecourt. It might have taken 6, 7, 8 years to get to that point. And, you know, there's often with defendants, and you know, that there isn't an early resolution, and there's no commitment there to try and enter into negotiations until a very, very late stage. At that stage, you'll have engaged all your medical experts who may have even flown over from the UK to Dublin. You know, the costs are high at that stage, and there's a huge
Is the cost of the experts inside, is that part of the legal costs, the cost of paying for experts on your on each side?
Yes. Okay. But like, say, for example, if you look at the poor Limerick family, the Clearys, this week, that case ran for 6 days in the High Court and then subsequently settled. Like, the legal costs for both sides would have been massive, which ultimately the defendants would have shouldered. That's unnecessary. Surely that was a case that could have been resolved earlier and reduced litigation costs significantly.
Yeah, 6 days in the High Court is an expensive business.
Absolutely. The other kind of angle, or not angle, but the other thing that we're also looking for is for there to be a mandatory duty of candour for all medical negligence cases, meaning that medical attendants are open with patients when something goes wrong from the get-go. And research has actually shown in the States that this has actually been really beneficial from the point of view of reducing litigation costs.
Yeah, because at the moment, nothing is said. Safety. The HSC shuts down. They'll tell you nothing. Exactly. It's hard to get records. There's all that sort of thing. Because the adversarial thing starts from minute one after the error or mistake may have been made.
Exactly. And I think the deny and defend approach prevents doctors from admitting patient safety problems actually exist and creates this impression that doctors are the victims of a broken legal system. It's kind of like a vicious circle. Nothing gets solved or rectified. And for a lot of patients, when they come into us, they just want questions to be answered. What happened? What went wrong? If an adverse event has occurred, they want an acknowledgement of that and an apology. And the third thing is that's really important for them is that to have the comfort of knowing that no other family will go through that again. No patient coming into me would say, Scarlett, I'm so over the moon with the compensation I've got. It was worth losing my family member. If they had a choice to give the money back and go back to where they were 6-7 years ago, that's the choice that they would take. You know, your health is your wealth at the end of the day.
It is, and it's too late after it's happened. Scarlett, let me ask you this finally. What do you say to those who would say, look, this in other areas, we see the allegation leveled as well, that legal fees are just too high in this country. Solicitors, barristers, they charge way too much compared to other countries and other jurisdictions. What's your response to that?
Well, I'd say the state claims agency drive a hard bargain on insurance companies when you're trying to negotiate your legal costs at the end of the case. What I would say to that is I think it's very easy to blame the lawyers, whereas what we're trying to say is let's try and sort things out from the beginning. Look at it
more holistically. So if you had a dedicated legal list, a dedicated court dealing with these claims, you're saying the legal fees would dramatically reduce?
Absolutely, because everything would be expedited. And also, you know, I'm not here to kind of bash the HSC. I have family members employed with the HSC. I think it's a very broken system with, you know, that's been probably more focused on funding middle management as opposed to staffing issues. I was looking at the stats myself this morning. When I was born, there were 7,000 more acute hospital beds than there are now today in Ireland. Like, that's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, we all want the comfort.
With a population that's exponentially increased and people who are living longer at the same time with more complex medical
needs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think we actually really need to look at the healthcare system. That's what's broken.
Okay.
Everybody would like litigation costs to be reinvested in the healthcare system, but we need to maybe go back to the beginning and look at it holistically and have the patient at the focus of it all from the get-go.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Scarlett, look, we're out of time, but thanks very much for giving us your view on that. That's Tralee Solicitor, Associate Solicitor, Callan Tansey Solicitors, Scarlett Griffin O'Sullivan, who deal with these sort of cases all the time, outlining what needs to be done. And there are things that the government can do and should be doing. I remember Leo Varadkar, I can't remember if he was the Minister for Health at the time or the Taoiseach at the time, talking about this in terms of the length of these cases and saying, yes, we need to implement medical candour, that needs to be put in place. That still hasn't happened. Is that good enough? I'm not so sure.